Another atrocity at the hands of insurgents in Syria. Fresh footage has emerged showing the mass execution of Syrian soldiers by the notorious al-Nusra Front. Quick caution, viewer discretion is advised over the disturbing content of the following video.
بالقتل على هؤلاء العسكر المرتدين لما قاموا به من مجازر ضد اخواننا واهلنا. الله اكبر.
The incident took place in Syria's eastern province of Deir al-Zor. The individual who pulled the trigger on the Syrian soldiers speaks with a Saudi accent. Insurgents in the northern city of Raqqa also killed three other Syrian forces. They read out a similar death sentence and carried out the summary execution, followed by cheers. Syria has been rocked by deadly unrest since 2011, where reform-backed militants have been fighting against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Human rights and international lawyer Franklin Lamb joins us from Beirut to share his thoughts on this. Franklin Lamb, obviously a very telling video, but what I find disturbing is the fact that you have the UN General Assembly yesterday in New York who passed that resolution on Syria and didn't even mention the word terrorism in the text. And here you're seeing what this video is showing. What does that show?
Well, I came back from Syria exactly 1 hour ago after spending 12 days there. And obviously, this is absolute barbarism. The United Nations now is a captive, I'm afraid to say, still, of the American administration. But I think progress is going to happen. I think the Russians are going to be resolute. This kind of atrocity, I can tell you from being in Aleppo, in Homs, in Sham, in the suburbs, this is totally rejected by the Syrian people. The Syrian people are rising. They are rising in the rejection of this Takfiri exhibition. And I think that the future looks pretty good in terms of ridding Syria, which is, as you know, historically a secular state, of this kind of absolute terrorism and extremism. Watch what the Syrian ambassador does tomorrow at the United Nations, Jafari. He's released an email, and I think there'll be a lot said about this, showing that who's complicit in this and who's using these criminals to their political advantage. But I think this is the nadir, if you will, the nadir of this tragedy in Syria. And I think we're going to see dramatic changes, hopefully, next month at Geneva too, but we'll have to see.
And quickly, since you mentioned in that email, if you can quickly respond to this, Bashar al-Jafari said this email originated from Doha, Qatar. And my question is then, are we seeing somewhat of a split then within the countries that are supporting these insurgents, namely, for example, Qatar and the U.S. and its allies? Because this conference that is supposed to take place, well, then are they going to try to not have this conference happen, a country such as Qatar, maybe Saudi Arabia?
I think so. I'm glad that you mentioned that. You know, we've been out in the countryside, and I heard about that this morning from Bouthaini Shaban in her office in Damascus. There is a split, more than a split. Who can defend this? Who can defend that barbarism involving the body of the soldier? No Syrian person can accept this. And these people from these 29 countries, you know, are criminals who are going to be rejected and ejected. The fact is that from Turkey to Jordan to Saudi and the Gulf, they've miscalculated very badly, and they're now on the defensive. And I think we're going to see the Russians play a role, the Iranians, and hopefully end this this barbarism. I can tell you from talking to many shopkeepers, officials, journalists, and others, activists in Syria, this is repulsive. This has nothing to do with the 8,000 years of Syrian history or the 700 years of Islam in Damascus. These are criminals. And I think we're going to see some dramatic, hopefully dramatic action very soon. But yeah, those who, the friends of Syria, and those alliances, what do they mean now? What does the Arab League really stand for now by expelling one of their members and supporting the sanctions? We visited 3 hospitals just this morning. We saw the effect of those American sanctions on the patients who are there, who need their injections, who need their medicines, who need that medical equipment. I think the pendulum is now moving in the right direction, and as long as the resistance is strong, and Syria is the pillar, as you know, in the era of resistance, the culture of resistance, I think we're going to see major changes in the Middle East within the next couple months, but then in the next 18 months, and we'll see who's left in the Gulf and what is the position of the Syrian Arab Republic then. These are absolute outrages.
Thank you very much. Franklin Lamb there, human rights and international lawyer from Beirut. Thank you for your thoughts.